We want to remind everyone to join us here most weeks at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago. And if you've ever wanted to see our show live while wearing sunscreen and bug repellent, lawn seats for next week's show at Tanglewood in Western Massachusetts are still available. For tickets and more information, go to tanglewood.org, and you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Adam, some bad news for Nabisco. A study has discovered that double-stuffed Oreos don't actually contain what?
I would imagine that would be double the stuff.
You're exactly right. In what is easily the biggest cookie-related scandal since Nixon hired four vanilla wafers to break into the Watergate Hotel.
Then when we discovered those Keebler elves sexting, that was a bad one.
Ew.
Anyway, a high school class discovered that double stuff Oreos only contain, on average, 1.8 times the stuff. Good news, though. Oh, people are like, wait a minute!
This is upsetting.
But there's good news. There's good news. You're only 1.8 times as fat as you thought you were. This is the latest in like junk food scandals. We found out recently the footlong sandwiches at Subway, only 11 inches long. Cap'n Crunch, we reported on this, not a cap'n.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not?
He's not. He doesn't have the insignia. Yeah. He's like a lieutenant.
Yeah.
The Keebler elves, actually small children, forced to work 18 hours a day making cookies while wearing adorable caps.
Which makes the sexting even more disturbing.
I know.
Yeah. Chips Ahoy, never actually been to sea.
Twinkie the Kid, 90 years old.
Yeah.
Fig Newton, no relation to Isaac.
I can't go on.
These things are upsetting, no question.
Yeah.